Okay. So chant you, Radhika Stauba.
Keep on.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahang Sa Acharya Asta Tena Sri Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananad About the Vananad Gosami Srila Prabhupada Jai Yaskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrind Kijai Namacharya Srila Kailas Thakur Kijai Prem Sei Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrind Kijai Shishi Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath, Shyam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturidam Kijai, Jagadathasami Kijai, Yumanamai Kijai, Shivadi Lasi Devi Kijai, Samavheda Vakta, Vrinda Kijai, Govar Parimananda, Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All right, let me just fix something. I just have to put this cable back in. All right, yes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhu Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, Om Gana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurdam Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorancia. Okay. So, we're going to continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Yesterday, we finished with the pastime of the Rath Yatra cart getting stuck, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't push the Rath Yatra cart again. I know that rhymes. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees had to take up the rope, and Lord Chaitanya had to push the cart with his head, and the cart moved, because only by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can the cart move. And when the cart stops moving and nobody can make it move, it indicates something. Just like when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going to have his grain ceremony for the first time, and it was the Rath Yatra time, and the cart stopped in front of his house and nobody could make it move until Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as a little baby, was brought out to the feet of Lord Jagannath. And then the garland fell on him, and he took his first prasadam, first grain prasadam, as the remnants of Lord Jagannath at Lord Jagannath's feet. This, of course, indicates his superlative position. So we have to really understand that anytime something happens during Rath Yatra, it's actually the Lord's arrangement. And so all the kings, horses and men and elephants couldn't get the cart to move, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees could get the cart to move. Okay, so let us continue right now with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Let me just make sure, let's see. Okay, there we go. So, text 60. Dekiya Pratapurudra Patramitra Sange Prabhura Mahima Deki Preme Pule Yange. Seeing the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prataparudra Maharaj and his ministers and friends were so moved by ecstatic love that the hair on their bodies stood on end. That is watching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu push the cart with his head when no one else could get the cart to move. And when he pushed the cart with his head, even those who were pulling the cart with the rope found the rope to be slack. They didn't have to pull. Pandu Vijaya Tabe Kare Sevaka Gane Jagannatha Vasila Giya Nija Singhasane. All the servants of Lord Jagannath then took him down from the car, and the Lord went to sit on his throne. Subhadra Balarama Nija Singhasane Aila Jagannathera Snanavoga Haite Lagila. Subhadra and Balarama also sat on their respective thrones. There followed the bathing of Lord Jagannath and finally the offering of food. Of course, this is when Lord Jagannath reached the Gundicha temple. The Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. Anginate Mahaprabhu Lana Bhakta Gana Anande Aramba Kaila Nartana Kirtana. While Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Subhadra sat on their respective thrones, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to perform Sankirtan with great pleasure, chanting and dancing in the temple. Anande Mahaprabhura Prema Utalila Degi Sava Loka Prema Sagara Sagareva Sila. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing, he was also overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and all the people who saw him were also flooded in the ocean of love of Godhead. Nrichakari Sandhikale Arati de Kila Aitota Hasi Prabhu Vishrama Karila. In the evening, after finishing his dancing in the yard of the Gundicha temple, the Lord observed the arti ceremony. Thereafter, he went to a place called Aitota and took rest for the night. Advaitari Bhaktagana Nimantrana Kaila Mukya Mukya Navajana Navadina Poila. For 9 days, nine chief devotees headed by Advaitacharya got an opportunity to invite the Lord to their homes. Ara Bhaktagana Chaturmashe Yatadina Eka Eka Dina Kari Karila Vanchana. During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations to the Lord for 1 day each. In this way, they shared invitations. Charimasyaradina Mukya Bhakta Pandinila Hara Bhakta Gana Avasarana Paila. For the 4 month period, all the daily invitations that were shared among the important devotees, the rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend an invitation to the Lord. Eidina Nimantrana Kare Dui Tine Mili E Mata Mahaprabhura Nimantrana Kili. Since they could not get 1 day each, two or three devotees combined to extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations. Pratakale Snanakari Deki Jagannatha Sankirtane Narichakare Bhakta Ganasata. After taking his bath early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. Then he would perform Sankirtan with his devotees. Kabu Advaita Nachaya Kabu Nichananda Kabu Haridase Nachaya Kabu Achyutananda. By chanting and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would induce Advaitacharya to dance. Sometimes he induced Nichananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and Achyutananda. Achyutananda, of course, is the son of Advaitacharya. Kabu Vakeshvare Kabu Aro Bhakta Gane Tri Sanja Kirtanakare Gunicha Prangane. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Vakeshvara and other devotees in chanting and dancing. 3 times daily, morning, noon, and evening, he would perform Sankirtan in the yard of the Gundicha temple. Vrindavanayaila Krishna, E Prabhura Gyana, Krishna Viraha Spurti, Haila Avasana. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that Lord Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking this, his feelings of separation from Krishna subsided. In other words, Gundicha is Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radharani is with Krishna in Vrindavan, so there's no mood of separation at that point. Radha Sange Krishna Lila, E Haila Gyanane, E Rase Magna Prabhu, Haila Apane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he remained personally merged in this consciousness. Nano Jane Bhakti Sange, Vrindavana Lila, Indradyuna Sarovare, Kari Jala Kila. There are many gardens near the Gundicha temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform the pastimes of Vrindavan in each of them. Wow. In the lake named Indradunya, he sported in the water. This is really going to be interesting, what we're going to read now. Apane sakala bhakte sinche jalatiya sababhakta gana sinche kodike vedya. The Lord personally splashed all the devotees with water, and the devotees surrounding him on all sides also splashed the Lord. Imagine being in the water with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and splashing him. True, and being splashed by him. Unbelievable. Kabueka mandala, kabueneka mandala, jalamanduka vadye, sabe bachaya karatala. While in the water, they sometimes formed one circle and sometimes many circles, and while in the water, they used to play cymbals and imitate the croaking of frogs.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Like that. Dwi dwi jane meli, kare jala rana, keha hare keha jine, prabhu kare darashana. Sometimes two would pair off to fight in the water. One would emerge victorious and the other defeated, and the Lord would watch all this fun. Advaita nichanande jala pela peli acharya hariya pache kare galagali. The first sporting took place between Advaita Acharya and Nichananda Prabhu, who threw water upon each other. Advaita Acharya was defeated, and he later began to rebuke Nichananda Prabhu, calling him ill names. Now remember, as we've stated many, many times before, Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya, and Lord Nichananda are all Vishnutal. They're all the same person, right? Same person, three different locations, but acting differently, different manifestations of relationships. And that's amazing how Krishna can do that, but Krishna does that in unlimited places, unlimited aspects to his personality. Amazing. Vijanidra jalakele saruperasane gupta date jalakele kare dvijane. Surup Damodar and Vijanidhi also threw water upon each other, and Murari Gupta and Vasudev Dad also sported in that way. What fun the devotees had. Shivasa sahita jala kela gadadara Raghava pandita sane kele vrakeshvara. Another duel took place. Whoops. Between Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit, and yet another between Raghava Pandit and Rakeshwara Pandit. Thus they all engaged in throwing water. Sarvabhama Sange Kela Ramananda Roy Gambirya Gela Donara Aila Shishu Praya. Indeed, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya engaged in water sports with Sri Ramananda Roy, and they both lost their gravity and became like children. Now, the reason they're all acting like children is because they are in Vrindavan. When you're in Vrindavan, everything is much more relaxed and spontaneous, and all these different regulations are just thrown out because that's Raganuga Bhakti, actually Prema Bhakti in the case of these devotees. Mahaprabhu Tan Donhara Chanchalya Dikiya Gopanatha Charye Kichu Kahena Hasiya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the exuberance of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, he smiled and spoke to Gopinatha Acharya. Pandita Gambira Dunhe Prananika Janha Balachantyalyakare Karaha Vajana. Tell the Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy to stop their childish play because they're both learned scholars and very grave and great personalities. Of course, Lord Chaitanya was speaking sarcastically. Gopinatha kahe tomara kripa mahasindhu uchalita kahe abe tareka bindu. Gopinathacharya replied, I believe that one drop of the ocean of your great mercy has swelled up upon them. Wow. One drop of your great mercy. In other words, you become ecstatic, you act like a child. Anyway, who can describe the ecstasy that was being exhibited at this point? Mero mandara parvata dubaya yata tata edwi gandashaila iharaka gata. A drop from the ocean of your mercy can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mandara. Since these two gentlemen are little hills by comparison, it is no wonder they're being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. So that's the sign of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that one becomes detached from things in this world, one gets spiritual knowledge, and one feels unlimited ecstasy. Shukshkatarka kaili kaite janmake yana yanra tanre lilamrita piao. Hey, Kripa Tumara, logic is like a dry oil cake from which all the oil has been extracted. The Bhattacharya passed his life in eating such dry cakes, but now you have made him drink the nectar of transcendental pastimes. It is certainly your great mercy upon him. Hasi Mahaprabhu Tabe Advaita Anila Jalero Paritanre. After Gopinathacharya finished talking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and, calling for Dvaitacharya, made him act like Seshanag bed. Wow. In other words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat on him and floated in the water, which you're going to hear about right now. Apane tanharo para karila shayana shesha shailila prabhu Kaila Prakatana. Lying down on Advaita Prabhu, who was floating on the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated the pastime of Sheshai Vishnu. That's where Lord Vishnu lies on the serpent bed. Advaita Nija Shakti Prakata Kariha Mahaprabhu Lana Bhule Jalete Vasya. Manifesting his personal potency, Advaitacharya floated about on the water carrying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. E mata jala krida kadi katakshana ai totaila prabhu lana bhakta gana. After sporting in the water for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his place at ai tota, accompanied by his devotees. Puri bharatiyari yatamukya bhakta gana Acharyara Nimantrane Karila Bhojana. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, and all the other chief devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lunch at the invitation of Dvaitacharya. Maninatha Harayata Prasadahani La Mahaprabhu Ragane Se Prasada Kaila. Whatever extra prasadam was brought by Vaninatha Roy was taken by the other associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aparhaniyasi kaila darshana nartana nishadde udhyanayasi karila shayana. In the afternoon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Gundicha temple to visit the Lord and dance. At night, he went to the garden to take rest. Aradina asi kaila ishvara darashana prangane nrucha gita kaila katakshana. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to the temple of Gundicha and saw the Lord. Then he chanted and danced in the yard for some time. Bhakta gane sangi prabhu ujjane asiha vrindavana vihara kare bhakta gana lana. Accompanied by his devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the garden and enjoyed the pastimes of Vrindavan. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura has pointed out that this Vrindavana Vihara The pastimes of Vrindavan does not refer to Krishna's mixing with the gopis or the transcendental mellow of Paraki or Ras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Leela in the Garden of Jagannath Puri did not involve association with women or with other people's wives in the fashion transcendentally demonstrated by Sri Krishna. In his Vrindavan Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conceived of himself as the assistant of Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani enjoyed the company of Krishna, her maidservants were very pleased. One should not compare Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavana Vihara in the Garden of Jagannath with the activities of the Gaura or Gauranga Nagaris. So at this point, it's very interesting. Like, see what Prabhupada says here? Lord Chaitanya conceives of himself as the assistant of Srimati Radharani, not as Srimati Radharani herself in this particular pastime. Wow. 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 Vriksha vale prapulita prabhu radharashane ringa pika gaya vahe shitala pavane. There were multifarious trees and creepers in the garden, and they were all jubilant to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, the birds were chirping, and the bees were buzzing, and a cool breeze was blowing. Prati vriksha tali prabhu kanena nartana vasudeva datta matra kanena gayana. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced beneath each and every tree, Vasudeva Dat sang alone. Skipped a little here. Eka eka vrikshatale, eka eka gana gaya, paramaveshe eka nache guru raya. As Vasudeva Dat sang a different song beneath each and every tree, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced there alone in great ecstasy. Tabe vakreshvare prabhu kaila nachite, vakreshva nache prabhu lagila gaite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Vrikeshwara Pandit to dance, and as he began to dance, the Lord began to sing. Prabhu sange swarupari kirtaniya gaya dikvidik nahi jnana premera vandhyaya. Then devotees like Swarup Damodar and other kirtan performers began to sing along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being inundated with ecstatic love, they lost all consideration of time and circumstance. Wow, this is such a wonderful pastime. Ematakatakshana karivana lilagna rendrasarovare gela karite jala kela. After thus performing pastimes in the garden for some time, they all went to a lake called Narendrasarovara and there enjoyed sporting in the water. Who said the religious life is just boring? Religious life is full of fun. I remember in the early days, we would all swim in the Ganges River and actually have mud fights. We had a mud fight with Jaipatakamaras when he was healthy. Jala krida karipuna vailo janane bhojana lila kaila prabhu nana bhakta gane. After sporting in the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to the garden and accepted prasadam with the devotees. Navadina gundi chate rahi jagannatha mahaprabhu acce lila kare bhakta sata. For 9 continuous days, His Lordship Sri Jagannath Dev stayed at the Gundicha temple. During this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also stayed there and performed the pastimes with his devotees that have already been described. Jagannatha Balaba Namabada Pushparama Navadina Karena Prabhu Vitai Vishrama. The garden of his pastimes was very large and was named Jagannatha Balaba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his rest there for 9 days. Wow. So the next pastime is called the Harapanchami pastime, which is the 5th day after the Rath Yatra, and it's an amazing pastime of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, getting upset with Lord Jagannath, and we're going to hear about it. Harapanchami Radhinai La Janiya Kashi Mishre Kahi Raja Sayatna Kariya. Knowing that the Harapanchami festival was drawing near, King Pratiparudra attentively talked with Kashi Mishra. Kavya Hera Panchami Habi Lakshmi Ravijaya Ache Utsava Karayena Kabunahi Haya. Tomorrow will be the function of Hera Panchami or Lakshmi Vijaya. Hold this festival in a way that it has never been held before. The Prabhupada explains, the Hera Panchami festival takes place 5 days after the Rath Yatra festival. Lord Jagannath has left his wife, the goddess of fortune, and gone to Vrindavan, which is the Gundicha temple. Due to separation from the Lord, the goddess of fortune decides to come to see the Lord at Gundicha. The coming of the goddess of fortune to Gundicha is celebrated as Hera Panchami. Sometimes this is misspelled as Hera Panchami among the Atibhadis. The word Hera means to see and refers to the goddess of fortune going to see Lord Jagannath. The word Panchami means the fifth day and is used because this takes place on the fifth day of the moon. Wow. So, let me explain something right now, which is really interesting. So when Lord Jagannath is doing his anavasara, that means the period of time when he's apparently sick, he's with the goddess of fortune, having some quality time. So being with the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, he starts to remember his girlfriends in Vrindavan. Because the wives in Dwarka, and Dwarka is represented by Jagannath Puri and Nilachala, the wives in Dwarka are actually expansions of Krishna's girlfriends in Vrindavan. So he starts to remember the girlfriends in Vrindavan and has great anxiety, wants to go there. And so he tells the goddess of fortune, I'm going for a small walk. However, that small walk takes place for a long time, like 9 days before he actually comes back. So anyway, so on the fifth day, the goddess of fortune wants to see, you know, what's happening with my husband. And she basically catches him in Vrindavan. And you'll hear the fun that ensues as a result. Text 108. Mahotsavakara tache vishesha sambara deki mahaprabhura yache haya chamatkara. King Prataparuja said, hold this festival in such a gorgeous way that upon seeing it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be completely pleased and astonished. Thakure ravandare aramaru bandare chichavastra kinkini arachatra chamare. Take as many printed cloths, small bells, umbrellas, and chamaras as there are in my storehouse and in the deity's storehouse. Vajavrinda pataka Gantaya karaha mandana nanavajya nrichadolaya karaha sajana. Collect all kinds of small and large flags and ringing bells, then decorate the carrier and have various musical and dancing parties accompany it. In this way, decorate the carrier attractively. Dviguna kariyakara sava upahara ratayatra haitayache hayachamatkara. You should also double the quantity of prasada, make it so much that it will even surpass the Rath Yatra festival. Oh my goodness. Seta kariyaha prabhu dana bhakta gana swachande asya yache karina darashana. Arrange the festival in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may freely go with his devotees to visit the deity without difficulty. Punarata kale mahaprabhu nijagana lana jagannatha darshana kaila sundara chaleyana yanna. Sorry, pronunciation. In the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates with him to see Lord Jagannath at Sundarachala. Sundarachala is the Gundicha temple. The temple of Jagannath at Jagannath Puri is called Nilachala, and the temple of Gundicha is called Sundarachala. We've talked about that before. That means beautiful. Sundara, or Sunduri is the name of a beautiful girl. Sundara is a beautiful place. Nilachala Ayala Puna Vakta Gana Sange Dekite Utkanta Hera Panchamira Range. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal devotees returned to Nilachala with great eagerness to see the Hera Panchami festival. Kashimisha Prabhude Baho Adarakarhya Swaganasaha Bhala Snaneva Saila Lana. Kashimisha received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great respect, and taking the Lord and his associates to a very nice place, he had them seated. Rasa Vishesha Prabhura Shunite Manahila Ishadhasya Prabhu Sarupe Puchila. After taking his seat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear about a particular mellow of devotional service. Therefore, mildly smiling, he began to question Sarup Damodar. Yajapi Jagannatha Karena Dwarakaya Vihara Sahaja Prakata Kare Parama Udara Tatapi Vatsara Madje Vaya Kapara Vrindavana Dekite Tanra Utkanta Para. Although Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes at Dwarkadham and naturally manifests sublime liberality there, still once a year he becomes unlimitedly eager to see Vrindavan. Vrindavana samaye upavana gana tahas dekibare utkantita khayamana. Pointing out the neighboring gardens, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said all these gardens exactly resemble Vrindavana. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is very eager to see them again. Vahira haite kare ratayatra chala sundara chale yaya prabhu chari nila chala. Externally, he gives the excuse that he wants to participate in the ratayatra festival, but actually he wants to leave Jagannath Puri to go to sundara chala, the Gundicha temple, a replica of Vrindavan. In other words, he makes an excuse to go to Vrindavan so his wife will not really understand what's happening. Nana pushpo jane tata kele ratri dine lakshmi devi re sange nahilaya ki karane. The Lord enjoys his pastimes day and night in various flower gardens there, but why does he not take Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, with him? Surupa kahe shuna prabhu karana ihara Vrindavana kridati lakshmira nahi adhikara. Swarup Damodar replied, "My dear Lord, please hear the reason for this. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, cannot be admitted to the pastimes of Vrindavan." Now why is that? She's the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Vrindavana lilaya krishnera saha gopigana gopigana vina krishnera harite nare mana. In the pastimes of Vrindavan, the only assistants are the gopis, but for the gopis, no one can attract the mind of Krishna. Does that mean Lakshmi doesn't attract the mind of Krishna? It means when Krishna appears in his original aspect in Vrindavan, only the residents of Vrindavan in their pure love, spontaneous love, can attract Krishna, and every resident of Vrindavan is a servant of the gopis. In this way, they're actually connected with the gopis. Everyone is serving the conjugal ras in Vrindavan, where's the trees, the coward boys, Mother Yashoda, etc. Prabhu kai yatra chale krishnera gamana subhadra baladeva sange dvijana. The Lord said, using the car festival as an excuse, Krishna goes there with Subhadra and Baladeva. Gopi sange atalila hayo pavane niguda krishnera bhava keha nahi jane. All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them. Ataeva krishnera prakatye nahi kachu dosha tave kene lakshmidevi karieta rocha. Since there's no fault at all in Krishna's pastimes, why does the goddess of fortune become angry? Swarupakai primavatira ita svabhava kantiranu dashaleshe ayakroda bhava. Swarup Damodar replied, "Is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding any neglect on the part of her lover? Hena kali kachitaya hi vividaratana suvarnera chodola kariyarohana. While Surup Damodar and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were talking, the procession of the goddess of fortune came by. She was riding upon a golden palanquin, carried by four men and bedecked with a variety of jewels. Chatra Chamara Dwaja Pratakara Gana Nanavaja Aginache Devadasi Gana. The palanquin was also surrounded by people carrying umbrellas, chamara whisks, and flags, and it was preceded by musicians and dancing girls. Tambula Samputa Chari Vyajana Chamara Satidasi Shatahara Divyabhushambara. The maidservants were carrying water pitchers, chamara whisks, and boxes for betel nuts. There were hundreds of maidservants, all attractively dressed and wearing valuable necklaces. So in other words, the goddess of fortune is coming from Nilachala, which is Jagannath Puri, which is basically Dwarka, symbolizes Dwarka, and she's coming in an angry mood. Where is my husband? He hasn't come back. He hasn't come back after 5 days. Where is he? Very, very angry. Alokika Ishvarya Sange Baho Parivara Krudahana Lakshmi Devi Aila Singhadwara. In an angry mood, the goddess of fortune arrived at the main gate of the temple, accompanied by many members of her family, all of whom exhibited uncommon opulence. In other words, she's at the main gate of the temple of Gundicha. There's trouble here, a brewing. Jagannathera Mukya Mukya Yata Bricha Gane Lakshmi Devi Radasi Ganakarena Vandane. When the procession arrived, the maidservants of the goddess of fortune began to arrest all the principal servants of Lord Jagannath. Okay, you're under arrest. Bandya Aniyapade Lakshmi Racharane Chorayena Danda Chorayena Dandakari Layanana Dane. The maidservants bound the servants of Jagannath, handcuffed them, and made them fall down to the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune. Indeed, they were arrested just like thieves who have all their riches taken away. Wow. Such an amazing pastime. When Lord Jagannath starts his car festival, he gives assurance to the goddess of fortune that he will return the next day. When he does not return, the goddess of fortune, after waiting 2 or 3 days, begins to feel that her husband has neglected her, obviously. She naturally becomes quite angry. Gorgeously decorating herself and her associates, she comes out of the temple and stands before the main gate. All the principal servants of Lord Jagannath are then arrested by her maidservants, brought before her, and forced to fall down at her lotus feet. Now, notice, she doesn't go into the temple, because that's Vrindavan, but she's at the gate of Vrindavan, and really angry. And this is something like in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you have Satyabhama. So Satyabhama is a left-handed wife, which means she exhibits anger. And when she sees Krishna's love for the residents of Vrindavan, she becomes very, very angry, goes to the angry room in her palace, starts pounding on the floor, and Krishna does not become controlled by that. He says, "Get up!" And he doesn't even call her by her name, Satyabhama. He calls her by her father's name, Shoo. And he says, "Get up! Get up!" He said, "Actually, I don't love you." He said, "Actually, the only reason I married you." Of course, her father's name was Satyajit, so he calls her Satyajiti. "So the only reason I married you is because you remind me of my girlfriends from Vrindavan. So get up." Anyway, so. Woo! Of course, these are pastimes because basically we know Satyabhama is an expansion of Radharani. So these are wonderful, ecstatic pastimes that are told by Sanatana Goswami in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Achetana Bhattare Karena Tadane Nanamata Gali Dena Mandavachane. When the servants fell down before the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune, they almost fell unconscious. They were chastised and made the butt of jokes and loose language. Wow. Amazing pastime. Lakshmi Sangidas Siganera Pragalvya Dekia Hasimaha Prabhuragana Muke Hastadia. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates saw such impudence exhibited by the maidservants of the goddess of fortune, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. Damodara kahayache manera prakara trijagate kahanahi teki shuni hara. Swarup Damodar said, there is no egoistic pride like this within the three worlds. At least I have never seen it or heard of it. Manini nirutsahe chare vibhushana bhume vasinaki lege malina vadana. When a woman is neglected and disappointed out of egoistic pride, she gives up her ornaments and morosely sits down on the ground, marking lines with her nails. Wow. Purve sachabamara shuni evam vidamana vraje gopi ganeramana rasera nidana. I have heard of this kind of pride in Sachabamana, and that's actually what I just mentioned. Krishna's proudest queen, I have also heard of it in the gopis of Vrindavan, who are the reservoirs of all transcendental mellows. So, I mean, Sachabama got angry with Krishna because Krishna gave a parijata flower to Rukmini. And Sachabama started nagging Krishna, you have to get me a whole tree. So Krishna, being nagged by Sachabama, you know, angry, prideful Sachabama, which is a pastime. These are ecstatic emotions. In this material world, pride and anger are actually impediments in devotional service, but in relationship to Krishna, they are actually reservoirs of transcendental mellow. So anyway, so Sachabama nag, and eventually Krishna got a whole tree and had to fight off the residents of the heavenly planets to get the parijata, not only flower, but a whole tree. And so Krishna actually succumbed to, let me just write this down, I'm going to end narration, to 138, succumbed to her pride and guilt trips. Okay, so let us stop sharing and take questions like we normally do. We're going to allow you to take questions, or make questions, not take questions. I'm going to take the questions. So who has, let's see, who's going to raise their hand, who's going to type in the text window, who's going to speak? It is your opportunity to do this. Going once. Going twice. Going three times. I guess everybody wants us to end early today. Oh, here's a Jai Radhika. Hare Krishna Gurudev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Aitota. Is that... No, it's not the Tota Gopinath Temple. Aitota is near the... is near the Gundicha Temple. It's the place where Lord Chaitanya stayed, near the Gundicha Temple. If he was going to go to the Tota Gopinath Temple, it'd be all the way back to Jagannath Puri, to near the Jagannath Temple. So that is not the Tota Gopinath Temple. The Tota Gopinath Temple is the temple of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. And Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was the pujari for Tota Gopinath. And that is the one deity, the really big deity that we see of Krishna, where Krishna is sitting down rather than standing up, because Krishna sat down to allow his pujari, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, to serve him. So Gopal Cohen has a question. Yes, Mr. Cohen.
Yes, my best is Gurudev. Earlier in the chapter, you mentioned that the quote-unquote important followers or devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to extend invitations, but those who were not as important had to combine and make one invitation. So how do we understand various levels of importance when it comes to the great pure devotees?
So let's just say the prominent, the most prominent. I'm actually giving you another word for important, because it doesn't mean, when naturally when you think the most important, you think someone is less important. But the eternal, most prominent, liberated, eternal associates of the Lord, those who travel with him. So it's not that you are less important. You are not less important. But you are not one of the most prominent devotees, because we are not reading about you in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so don't worry about it. Maybe one day we will read about you in some book.
Oh, God.
How Lord Chaitanya came to save the most fallen. And then instead of Tara Shakshi Jagai Mada, it'll be Tara Shakshi Gopal. Anyway, evidence is Gopal. Okay, so I'm just joking. Okay, here's another question. Is swimming in the Ganges disrespectful? No way, Jose. Why would the swimming in the, you know, you say you put your feet in. Well, actually, before you go into the Ganges, you're supposed to offer obeisance and sprinkle water on your head and beg for forgiveness. It's not disrespectful to swim in the Ganges. It's a little bit different, because that's, we're supposed to swim in the Ganges. Next one, Dhanadhar Das. Hare Krishna Gurudev. Dandabad Pranam. That's an interesting expression. When I Prabhupada was on the planet, nobody used the expression Dandabad Pranam. That's something that arose after Prabhupada left by the influence of the Gaudiya Math. Anyway, so during Pitapaksha, is there anything devotees have to do for their forefathers' departed souls? Let me explain what's going on here, since those of you who are not from India or from ritualistic culture understand. It's a period of time, Pitrapaksha, it comes every year when not technically, but ritualistically, people are not supposed to do any worship. You just like perform sacrifices for your forefathers and your five fathers. No, I know what forefather means. People came before. So it's a ritual. However, the best thing you can do for your forefathers or foremothers, as that may be, the best thing you can do for them is to actually perform devotional service and spread Krishna consciousness. Basically, there is no better way. You can chant the holy name for them. All these rituals are secondary. You know, if you talk about doing different rituals like Pinda and stuff like that. Fiji is a very interesting place, because in Fiji, when they offer some food to the forefathers, they don't just offer vegetarian food. Sometimes they offer, not devotees I'm talking about, sometimes they offer non-vegetarian food, and sometimes they even offer things that the person liked when he was alive, and even put a cigarette on the shraddha plate. I've seen that, you know. And they put it under a tree, and then some animal happens to eat the cigarette. Or animal. It's kind of ridiculous. So we celebrate this by performing devotional service, and we don't really stop doing the worship of Krishna during this particular period. Also, there's Deva Paksha, which you're supposed to worship the demigods. That's another point. And we don't stop worshiping Krishna. We only worship Krishna. Ekala Ishra Krishna Arasabda Vritcha. If we worship Krishna, he takes care of everything else. If you water the roots of the tree, the whole tree gets watered. Here's another one. Radha Padma. Hare Krishna Gurudev. Dandavat Pranam. Here's another Dandavat Pranam person. So, when Prabhupada was on the planet, we never had that expression. Somehow or other, it arose after Prabhupada left the planet. You know, it's like a short. Also, other expressions arose, such as, dear so-and-so, Pam Ho, Aspla, August. What does that mean? Pam Ho, we just like, Pam Ho is abbreviated for, please accept my humble obeisances, or please accept my obeisances.
as the case may be, Pam Hu, and then Agast. All glory is due Srila Prabhupada. So that both Pam Ho Agast rose when Prabhupada left, and also Dandavat Pranam actually arose when Prabhupada, after Prabhupada left. I never remember anyone ever using that expression at all. And it's, you know, it's easier than saying, please accept my humble obeisances, all glory to Prabhupada. So you just say Dandavat Pranam. So in the future, instead of saying Dandavat Pranam, everybody's going to just say DP, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, DP. Because you got to save time. Instead of Dandavat Pranam takes too long to write, Dandavat Pranam takes too long to say. So instead of Hare Krishna Gurudev, you would say HKG DP. And instead of your servant, you just say YS me. So we get so many nice abbreviations now. And I think some of them come from Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. In this case, whoops. Wait a second, we lost that. Lost that question because someone else. So in this case, whenever it refers to the goddess of fortune, we should think it's Satyabhama only, not Rukmini or other queens. Lakshmi, just take Lakshmi. Lakshmi, and she's in the mood of Satyabhama. Just Lakshmi in general. It doesn't mention, it's the mood of Satyabhama, but it's actually Lakshmi. Or sometimes you can think it's Satyabhama, but Satyabhama is the direct expansion of Srimati Radharani. Rukmini is the direct expansion of Chandravali, who is Radharani's so-called competitor. Here's another one. For 9 days, Jagannath was in Vrindavan. Yes. How does this mix with Chaitanya's pastimes? No, actually, that is not actually the history that Lord Krishna went back to Vrindavan. Lord Krishna never left Vrindavan. But this is a pastime of the Rath Yatra, in which the gopis wanted to drag Krishna back to Vrindavan. And in this particular pastime of the Rath Yatra, they were successful in dragging Krishna back to Gunjita Temple. So this did not occur according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so, Mr. Pran Govinda, my regional secretary, my savior. So you have a question, Pran?
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Prabhupada.
No, Dandavat Pranam.
Maharaj, that comes from this Narayan Maharaj's group originally.
I know that. I didn't want to mention specifically.
That's okay. But
so devotees don't do it anymore. I mean, devotees picked it up, and it's really not Prabhupada's mood, nor the mood of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You don't hear Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ever say that either.
Thank you. So, thank you for pointing out that. Maharaj, I'm a little critical. Like, I hear many times you say this so nicely that, like you mentioned today also, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya, they are all Vishnu Tattva, they are same. But my question, my point is, Maharaj, please help me. When Krishna enjoys a fraternal rasa with Balaramji,
yeah,
Balaram is at one level non-different from Krishna, but he's also his own person.
That's right.
So when Krishna wants to do something, Balaramji opposes that. I see that.
I know. Then, so that's the rasa. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
They're the same person, but by the influence of Yoga Maya, they're voluntarily forgetting that they're the same person. Krishna interacts with himself. What to speak of when Krishna went to see Mahavishnu and brought Arjuna with him? It's the same. There's no difference between Krishna. It's just the same person exhibiting himself in different places, or even the same place, or in interacting with himself. And what to speak of when you had the churning of the milk ocean, where you had Lord Vishnu as Macha Avatar, Lord Vishnu holding the mountain up, isn't it? And Lord Vishnu also churning it at the same time.
10 incarnation in that lila, I counted, Maharaj. 10 incarnation manifested.
Yes.
But Maharaj, Maharaj, but the view, the mentality, how do I maintain? For an example, Mother Sachi and Vishnupriya, both are from Swarup Shakti.
Yeah. So.
But I cannot think they are same. Then I will have a
No, they're not the same. That's different. That's different. That is different. That is different. They are not the same. There's a different mood, etc., like that.
Okay.
But when you're talking about Vishnu Tattva, all Vishnu Tattva is only one God. Advaita Chuta Nadi Rananta Rumpam Ajam Purana Purusham Navyovanam Cha. When you're talking about Shaktis, they're different persons.
And they're eternal. Those form also. Balaram is also
eternal. They're eternal. Vishnu Shakti Para Parokta Shetrag Yakitata Para. They're all eternal. And all these expansions of Krishna are eternal too.
I mean, those form eternally, individually exist.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
Maharaj, can I ask you a little interesting question? I was just curious that Raghunath Das Goswami told these pastimes to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who wrote it, this Chaitanya Chaitamita. So was he a reporter in those? Because we hear his day-to-day life was so rigid, devotion, sadhana. But this pastime is like a joyful, you know, sporting water. And was he a reporter or he was a participator?
Oh, you mean Raghunath Das Goswami? I don't know. I don't know. That's actually a good question. Or maybe it's possible that Raghunath Das Goswami is not really mentioned in this particular pastime. It's possible that he came later. You know, he was in
Ratha Yatra time.
He did come to see the Ratha Yatra, but whether he saw this particular Ratha Yatra or not, I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. So you are saying he could be a reporter.
He could be a reporter. It could have been something that was related to him by Swarup Damodar Goswami.
I see. Okay, Maharaj.
So it could be a pastime that did not occur every Ratha Yatra. It could have occurred just one Ratha Yatra. Or, you know, I don't know. That's not mentioned.
Well, this is the way you explain is so wonderful. I it's like a meditation. It's wonderful. But then I hear Raghunath Das Goswami's life is like, oh my God, there is no fun. He's just...
No, he's all like fun. It. He's all fun because it's an internal life. He's having fun all the time.
Thank you. Yes, Ma.
He's having fun. You know, you can't be so austere without having fun. Fun is natural.
Thank you.
Okay, oh, just one other question and then we have to end puja and Vikas.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Oh, good to see you.
Humble obeisances. I've got a question. Like, we were listening to a lecture yesterday, and it was around the Shraddh ceremony and the importance of doing Shraddh.
Right.
And we understand, like, you know, if someone follows devotional service, their previous 14 generations and following 7 generations get benefit out of it. So does it mean, like, if someone in the family is doing devotional service, rest all the family members will get a human body in next life?
Yes, they'll get an opportunity to do devotional service in next life.
Okay.
They don't have to go to hell. And the only reason we do Shraddh is for Vaishnavas is because it's part of the culture. But obviously it's not necessary if you're doing devotional service. But if you're... if it's a cultural thing, you should do it. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I got to end now. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki.